see for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
State Line Cooperative would like to thank our customers, including area farmers, patrons, and suppliers, for your business this year. It has been our pleasure to assist you with planning your grain, agronomy, feed, and seed needs. We look forward to working with you to make 2025 successful and profitable. May the new year bring you peace, happiness, and prosperity. Have a safe holiday and happy new year from all of us at State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we are back here on our pregame here. It's Blue Earth Area Bucks hosting the old Conger Glenville Knights here in our first game of the doubleheader as we're at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite here. Well, Alden Conger, as I mentioned earlier on, 2-7 on the year in Section 2A. They are 2-3. And in the Tomahawk Valley Conference, on the Valley side of things, they are 2-3 as well. On the road, they are 1-3, and at home, 1-4. Their last game was last Friday, as they fell to Grand Meadow in Alden. 60-44 was the score there, as the Knights have lost two in a row, so looking for their third win and to stop a two-game skid here as well. Well, Alden Conger, they will face Sibley East tomorrow. And that will be a 2:00 game, or 2:30 game. And then after that, they'll be in action next Friday, January 3rd. They'll be on the road at Blooming Prairie. So that's what's coming up for the Alden Conger Glenville Emmons Knights. Again, 2-7 here. Going to take on the Bucks here tonight at the Buck Holiday Invite, the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite. We'll have a closer look at Blue Earth Area coming up for you here in 2.5 minutes.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop.
J's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to J's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to J's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
And we are back here taking a look at the Blue Earth area Bucks here in Section 2AA. Well, the Bucks looking for their first win here, 0-6. They are 0-3 in the section, 0-4 in the Big South Conference. And here at home, of course, 0-3, 0-2 on the road. Their last game was last Friday. They hosted Tri-City United, and Tri-City United defeated them 69-22. And the Bucks' lowest scoring output of the season. And coming up for Blue Earth area, they'll play again tomorrow at this time at 5 o'clock against St. James area. And their next game after that, next week, next Friday, they will be hosting the Fairmont Cardinals here at the Blue Earth area high school. And we have the Bucks and Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons Knights, coming up for you here as we'll take a look now at the starting lineups for you. For the visitors, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, number 10, 5'2 senior, Vivian Grunsky. Number 11, 5'3 sophomore, Courtney Beckadahl. And number 23, 5'8 junior, Olivia Newman. Number 24, a 5'10 junior, Macy Mattson. And a 5'7 senior, number 33, Libby Bell, starting for the Alden Conger Glenville Lemons Knights, coached here by Holly Dreyer. Assistant coach is Lindsay Cornell. And we now take a look at your starting lineups for the Blue Earth area Buccaneers. Number 2, 5'5 junior, Grace Shavey. Number 4, 5'6 junior, Carol Schrader. Number 5, 5'4 junior, Lola Lundquist. Number 14, 5'10 junior, Jessica Moore. And number 21, 5'8 freshman, Myla Eastman. Again, the starters for Chris Voss and the Blue Earth area Bucks, assisted by Travis Price, Katie Alford, and Jim Ricker. Again, Lola Lundquist is just 8 points away from 1,000 points and looks to take over that accomplishment here this evening. All right, we're going to tip it off with Moore in the center circle along with Mattson here. 18 minutes up on the clock as well as we again just sit and wait. I don't know what they're checking out here, making sure everybody is all right. Here we go, jump, and it is won by Alden Conger Glenville Lemons, the Knights, with Grunsky with the basketball, swings it over now to Newman goes right. And now gives it up. Ball is loose and a turnover grabbed by Lundquist. And here comes Lola now with the basketball. Driving, stops, kicks it out to Schrader. Schrader now swings it back over to Lundquist. Now back Schrader, and that one going to go off of Schrader's hand and out of bounds. So the Bucks turn it over. So each team gets a possession. Each team turns it over on that first shot. So here we go, some full court pressure put on by the Bucks. That'll be Newman bringing it up. Now beating the pressure, there's Mattson, and she'll kiss it off the glass for two. Macy Mattson gets the first bucket of the night. And Alden Conger up 2-0 here early. Lundquist now crosses over, top of the key, now dribbling. Gets inside the free throw, kicks it out to Myla Eastman, who then gets called for a travel. And it's Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons basketball. Mattson with a basketball now, holds in the corner. Now looks, gives it up, or to Newman, now to Mattson. Now back to Newman. Newman thought about the three. Lays off. Shavey was on her nicely there. Now into the corner, going over to Bell. Bell swings it into the corner to Grunsky for three. No good. Bell will get the rebound. No good. And then it is off of Bell. And it'll be Bluer area basketball. So the Bucks yet to get a shot off here in this one. It's still 2-0 very early on. And Lundquist with the basketball will bring it up. Swings it over to Shavey now, left side, left corner now. Eastman thought about the shot, now to Schrader. And the shot, Eastman, rolls out of there. It was in and rolled out on Eastman's three-point attempt in the corner. Rebounded by Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons, and we've got a whistle as it'll be a foul on the Buccaneers. And that will put number 24, Macy Manson, to the free throw line. The foul going to go on number 5, Lola Lundquist, her first team foul. And the first free throw from Manson is good. And now the next one coming from Madsen. That one rolls off. No good. As Carol Schrader gets the rebound for the Bucks. Pushes it up. Eastman has it now on the wing. Now over to Schrader. Top. Now the right side. Here to Lundquist. Now back to the left. Back to the right. Lundquist jacks up a three, and it's good. Lola Lundquist knocks down her first shot taken. It's a three. And she is just 5 points away from 1,000. In her young career here, still a junior for Blue Earth area. Eastman comes away with a steal. Looks and stops, picks up that dribble, gives it up to Lundquist now. Dribbles back, resets things for the Buccaneers. Swings it over to Schrader. Schrader looking inside. Eastman in the corner, now back to Schrader. Now swinging it around to Lundquist, who drives. Pull-up jumper is short, and it's rebounded by Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. Knights pushing it now to Matson. Underneath, no good. Gets her own rebound. And then tied up by Moore. And it'll be they're going to call a foul there. Emerson Weir checking in to the ball game, as she'll come in for Schrader. Emerson Weir, a seventh grader, coming in for the Bucks. Lundquist brings it up now. 15:03 to go. We're tied 3-3. Eastman off her hands and taken by the Knights. And another turnover by the Buccaneers. Newman now on the move, going to her left, now spinning. Shot off the glass is no good. Eastman will grab the rebound. Ahead to Weir. Now back to Lundquist. Lundquist at the free throw line. Gets into the paint. Up she goes. And she'll get two as she's fouled on the drive. And the foul going to go on. Let's see, there was the 33. That'll be Bell, her first, second team foul here. Free throw. First free throw is good. So halfway there now, she's got four. 4 points away now from 1,000. Next free throw is good. Now just 3 points away. 5-3, Blue Earth area. All 5 points belong to Lola Lundquist here thus far for the Bucks, and all three for Macy Matson for the Knights. Matson with a basketball at the free throw line, kicks it back over to Newman. Newman on the move to the left. Takes the jumper, a three-pointer, short, no good. And it'll go to Blue Earth area as it goes out of bounds. 5-3, Blue Earth area leading by two here. 14-18 to play in this first half. Shavey gives it up to Weir now in the corner. Inside to Moore. Now Moore dribbles, kicks it out. Lundquist three-pointer, and it rattles out no good. Rebound by the Knights. And they throw it ahead to Matson, but it's going to go off her hands, off the fingertips, and it'll be Blue Earth area basketball. 13:56 to play, first half. Eastman to inbound out to Lundquist. And now Weir with a basketball. Dribbles, gives it up to Eastman. Eastman swings it over down to Lundquist on the left wing. Moore, now the corner. Shady three is off the mark. No good. Miller's there for the rebound. Or Mattson, not Miller. Mattson. Here's Newman now. Newman got a screen. She'll take the three, and she'll drain it. Olivia Newman knocks down a three, and it's 6-5. Knights. Lundquist on the move. Kicks it over to Eastman. Eastman, deep two. It's good. So Myla Eastman in the books with a bucket there on the deep two-pointer. 7-6 now. Bucks lead is one. Mattson on the move. Gives it up to Beckadahl. Now back to Mattson. Now looking for Newman. Ball deflected, but Newman will get it. Now dribbles. Looks to her right, now gets into the paint, and up with it she goes. No good, rebounded by Eastman of Blue Earth area. And here come the Bucks. Lundquist with it. Now to Weir, swinging it over to Shavey. Shavey looking inside of Moore, now swings it over. Lundquist top of the key, has the basketball. Moves to her right now, crosses over to the left, into the paint, dishes it to Moore, and Moore will kiss it off the glass for two. Jessica Moore gets the dish there from Lundquist and gets the bucket to go. 9-6 now, a three-point lead for Blue Earth area. Newman on the move. There's the shot, and it is off the mark there by Beckadahl, and it's rebounded by Blue Earth area. Lundquist has it now. Swings it over to Eastman. She'll take a deep three, and she knocks it down. Myla Eastman now with 5 points, and it's 12-6. And here we go. Knights with a basketball. And it's a steal by Weir. And she's going to take it all the way and lay it in. The seventh grader, Emerson Weir, for two. Gets the steal and the bucket. And it's a timeout by the Knights. 14-6. Blue Earth area leads with 11:40 to go first half. More in 1 minute.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Back here, Bucks with an 8-point lead, 14-6. Here with 11:40 to go, first half. Lola Lundquist, 5 points. Myla Eastman with 5 points. And Lola Lundquist just 3 points away now from 1,000 in her career. All right, here come the Knights now. Grunsky will bring it up. Almost stolen away by Weir, and Weir on her tightly. Now the bounce pass inside to Mattson, and it's a block and then a tie-up, and it'll be Blue Earth area basketball. Good defense down low. Elena Schultz is into the ball game, and I think she's the one that got that block there. Lundquist brings it up now. Looking now, goes over to the right side, now back to the left. Now Lundquist has it into the corner to Shavey. Shavey, three in the corner, is a little too much on that one. As Eastman battling for the rebound there, and the ball is going to be loose, last touched by the Knights. So they get the rebound, but then turn it over. And here's Lundquist now. Three from the top, and it is off the mark. No good.
But Weir gets the offensive rebound. Lundquist again with the basketball now off the offensive rebound from the seventh grader. Weir has the ball in the corner now, does Weir. Looks inside, now to Eastman, now over to Lundquist. Thought about the shot, now they come out on her. Now to Shavey, back to Lundquist. Deep three, and that'll do it. A deep three, and that will give her 1,000 for her career as she has eight. And ironically does it on a three-pointer. So they stop and pause here to celebrate this great accomplishment as Lola Lundquist gets her 1,000th career point here tonight. So they'll pause here, and we're going to take a timeout. We will be back with more in just 1 minute.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
All right, and there you have it. We're back here. Lola Lundquist, 1,000 points in her career now as a junior. And it's fitting that Front Lundquist and Gustafson Law Firm is ad played right after she scored her 1,000th point. So that's pretty cool. 17-6, Bucks lead, 10.5 to play here, first half. So now Lundquist and the Bucks have that out of the way, and now here we go. Back to Mattson is Alden Conger. She'll miss it. Weir will grab the rebound and almost gets it stolen away, and we're going to get a tie-up as it will go to Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons. 10-12 here in this first half. Grunsky will bring it up. Gets a screen, now looking inside here to Mattson. Now up top to Bell. We'll give it up to Newman. Newman at the top of the key. Gets a screen. And now looking and looks underneath there to Mattson. Spins. Shot goes up off the rim. No good. Lundquist is there for the rebound. And she pushes it up here for Blue Earth area. Crosses over. Now to Eastman. She dribbles now. Ball gets knocked away in a turnover by Blue Earth area. Here comes the Knights. And Miller on the move. And, a foul is called. Maybe a little bit of arm there. And that'll be on Schultz, the freshman. And that's her first. Shot by Mattson's no good. And next shot coming for Mattson is up, and that one she knocks down. So Mattson has 4 points. Substitutions coming in. Eastman comes out. Hall comes in. Sophia Hall and also Ruby Alice coming in here for number two, Grace Shavey. Lundquist gets a screen from Schultz and now at the free throw line gives it up to Hall. Now back to Lundquist. Look at inside. Now takes the jumper at the free throw line and knocks it down. She's got 10. That does Lola Lundquist. And the Bucks lead 19-7 here in this first half with 9 minutes to play. In the first half, Newman on the move, bounce pass, swings it over here to Cummings. Now the shot by Grunsky, top of the key, three, knocked down by Vivian Grunsky of the Knights. 19-10, Bucks lead is 9. Hollis gets a screen here. Now they pick it up over to Weir. Now to Hall in the corner. Now back out to Lundquist. Now to Ruby Hollis. Now bounce pass to Hall. Now back out to Lundquist, swinging it over to Weir. Now Ruby Alice has it. And a timeout called by the Buccaneers. 8:26 to play first half, 19-10, Blue Earth area with a 9-point lead. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Back here with 8:26 to play here in this first half. 19-10 is our score. Bucks with the basketball. They were working the ball around, but just not getting it where Chris Voss wanted it to be. Now Lundquist has it. Dribbles, now gives it to Weir. Weir, corner three, is off the mark, no good, as she beat the shot clock, but the shot no good. And it's rebounded by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, who lose the ball. Schultz comes away with it. And now Lundquist has it and almost gets it taken away. Now over to Weir. Now to Hall. Swinging it over to Rubiales. Looking inside. Schultz getting position down there. They just can't work it in. And knocked away by Grunsky. And it'll be Blue Earth area basketball. 19 on the shot clock. And here we go. Ball inbounded to Lundquist. Screen coming from Hall. Going to her left, now to Alice. Weir comes around the corner. They give it to her. She thought about the three. Nope. Gives it up to Hall. Now back to Lundquist. She'll take a three. That one's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons on the miss. Here's Newman now. Looks to Mattson. Mattson drives and kicks it out into the corner here to Cleo Cummings. Or Chloe Cummings, my bad. And then back into Mattson, and she'll kiss it off the glass for two. So Macy Mattson comes through now. She has 6 points. 19-12, our score. Lundquist, three-pointer, is off the mark, no good. And it's rebounded by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons once again. Newman with it. Swings it over now to Cummings. Back to Newman. Gets a screen from Mattson. Now driving the baseline. Goes up off the glass. No good. But Mattson is there to follow on the offensive glass and get it to go on the putback. 19-14 now. Bucks lead is 5. And here we go. Lundquist with it. Gives it up to Weir now. Over to Hall. She'll take a three. And that one is off the back of the iron. Weir will get the rebound, however. And it's Buck basketball once again. Here we go. Lundquist has it. Now to Weir. Weir takes the deep two, and it's long, no good, and rebounded by the Knights. And they throw it ahead. Last touch by Blue Earth area. They did deflect it, so it'll stay Alden Conger basketball. Myla Eastman back in here for Blue Earth area. And Schrader. So Rubiales comes out, and also Weir comes out. Schultz comes out. Hall comes out. Moore back in as well. Shavy back in. So the starting five back in for Blue Earth area here. And they get it to Mattson. Mattson looking inside here to Bell. And it's a turnover. They throw it away off of Bell, and out of bounds it goes. So 19-14. And the shot by Schrader. She takes one off the bench. Her first shot, and it's off the mark. No good. But she gets her own rebound. And now inside to Moore. Turn. Shot is good. Nice find there by Shavy. And the Bucks get it. And Moore's got four. And now here come the Knights. Newman with it. Looks inside here to Bell. The kick out. Newman has it once again. Miller sets a screen. Almost a moving screen there. And it's a three knocked down by Olivia Newman, and she has 6 points. So here we go. Moore has it now right at the free throw line, and they get it out to Schrader. Now to the shot taken by Shavy in the corner. A corner three is no good. Rebounded by the Knights. Here comes Mattson now. Dribbles, loses the ball, but it goes off of Blue Earth area. And let's see, we have Cummings coming out. So Chloe Cummings comes out here. And we have back in is Grunsky, and there's the shot again by Newman down low this time for two, and she has eight. And it's 21-19, just a two-point lead for Blue Earth area. Lundquist has it now, and we have 3 seconds in the lane call on Blue Earth area to turn her over for the fourth time. And here we go. Newman with the basketball. Down to Mattson. Mattson kicks it out. Shot taken there by Bacadol, who misses, and it's rebounded by the Bucks as Lundquist has it, and she's taking it all the way across. Now pulls it back. Sets the offense up. Over to Shavy now. Over to Schrader. Corner. Pump fake. Now swings it to Eastman. Eastman will hit the three. And yes, she will hit it. She'll take the three. She'll hit the three. And she's got 8 points on the night here in this first half. 24-19, Bucks lead. And now they swing it over, and it's Mattson. Jumper's good. A two-pointer there for Mattson as she connects off the pass from Newman. Eastman has the ball now. Top of the key. Swings it over to Schrader. Schrader looks inside. Now ball gets knocked away, and it's still loose. Picked up by Alden Conger, and a timeout called as Alden Conger did not want to lose that one. So it's 24-21, 3:18 to play first half. Bucks lead. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
And we are back here, 24-21 our score. 3:18 to play in this first half. Knights will inbound here. And it is Grunsky, gets it in here to Olivia Mats, or excuse me, Olivia Newman. Newman takes it down, now kicks it out to Mattson. Mattson now back to Newman. Newman will take the three, and she's short on that one. No good, and rebounded by the Bucks. Lundquist now on the move. Now looking inside, Schultz, and she shot gets blocked now, but she recovers, kicks it out to Lundquist. Lundquist now swings it over to Shavy in the corner. Shavy will dribble out of there. Now to Schrader. Schrader, three's good. Carol Schrader knocks down a three-pointer, and the Bucks lead 27-21 with 2.5 to play in the first half. So here we go now with, in the corner, Grunsky. Knights have the ball. Now to Bell. Bell dribbles, stops, loses it. Now regains possession. Now to Grunsky. Grunsky shot is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Bell. And the putback is good. And it's 27-23. 2 minutes to go, first half. Lundquist brings it up now for Blue Earth area. Swings it over to Schrader. Schrader now looks over to Eastman. Eastman holds the ball and looking inside. Now the corner to Shavy. Back to Eastman. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Alden Conger. And the Knights ahead to Mattson. They find her, and she gets it off the glass for two. Bucks sleeping, getting back there in time as the Knights beat them down. Two-point ball game, and now Lundquist takes a three at the top. No good. Rebounded by the Knights. And Mattson looking inside to Bell. Bell goes up, and a foul will be called. So two shots here for Bell, and the foul going to be called on Grace Shavy here first. 1:10 to go first half. And the shot is good by Bell. So Bell now with 3 points. Looking to add to that. And the free throw's no good. And fighting for the rebound as it was a long one. And it was off of Schrader last. So it'll stay Alden Conger basketball. 1 point ball game here with 1:10 to go first half. Don't forget our Hodges halftime report heads your way with all your first half stats. Hook shot by Mattson. Mattson misses that, but gets her own rebound. And will get fouled and go to the free throw line here. Well, Macy Mattson. Two shots and the foul going to be called on Elena Schultz, and that'll be two on her. And we're tied as Mattson connects. So Mattson connects on the first free throw. Here comes the next one for Mattson. And that one is good. For Mattson. 28-27 now. The Knights lead the Bucks. Weir with the basketball. Back over to Shavy. Shavy's three. And good rotation. And it goes for three for Grace Shavy. And the Bucks take the lead now 30-28. Back up by two. Ball almost knocked away, but they find Newman down low. And Newman was open underneath. Gets the two off the glass. And we're tied 30-30 here with 30 seconds to go in first half. And here we go. There's a shot clock is basically right on with each other. Weir swings it over to Shavy. Shavy down. 19 seconds to go. 17. Shavy almost picked up her dribble and double dribbled that one, but now gives it up. Here's Lundquist calling it out. 10 seconds to go. 9, 8. Lundquist deep three. Heave is no good, and the ball's going to go out of bounds with 2.5 to go, and it'll go to the Alden Conger Glenville Lemons Knights here. 2.5 seconds, and the Bucks are just going to put pressure on, and the Knights will just dribble it out. So we are tied 30-30 here at halftime. We'll have your Hodges halftime report coming up here on 98 Country in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
And we are back here. It's all tied up here at halftime, 30-30. And it is time now for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. First half stats headed your way right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
All right, we're back here at halftime. 30-30 our score here on the Hodges Halftime Report as we take a look at the first half stats as Lola Lundquist scores 10 points in the first half. She needed 8 for 1,000, so right now she's sitting at 1,002 points for her career as a junior here for Blue Earth Area. And then Miley Eastman, the freshman, 8 points as well here tonight. And then it's Jessica Moore with 4, Grace Shavey with 3, Carol Schrader with 3, and then 2 from Emerson Weir, the 7th grader off the bench for Blue Earth Area. For the Knights of Alden Conger, Glenville Evans, Macy Mattson leading the way with 14 points. Olivia Newman with 10, 3 from Libby Bell, and 3 from Vivian Grunsky on the night here for Alden Conger, Glenville Evans. Blue Earth Area, well, they've turned the ball over 5 times in the first half. The Knights turned it over 8. And we look at the rebounding edge going to Blue Earth Area right now, just by 2 here unofficially, 14 team rebounds to 12 for Alden Conger, Glenville Evans. Shooting, the Bucks shooting 11 of 26 from the field, and that is 42% in the first half, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line at 100%. And for the Knights, 11 of 24 for 45% shooting there from the field. So both teams have made 11 field goals in the first half. And Alden Conger, Glenville Evans, 5 of 8 from the free throw line at 62%. So again, we're tied 30-30 here at halftime as the Alden Conger Knights, led by Macy Mattson with 14. Bucks led by Lola Lundquist with 10 points here in the first half. Well, in the games earlier, it was in the girls' game, St. James defeating Sibley East 79-40. And then the boys' game that followed, it went to a double overtime. And Sibley East defeated Grenada, Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman 66-57 in double overtime, that one was. So, again, what a game there. A battle between Jags and Sibley East there in the game just before this one that went to double overtime. We will be back with second half action from Blue Earth Area's Holiday Invites coming up in 3 minutes.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing this success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
And we are back here at the half. Second half action set to resume here. 30-30. We're starting off with the same deficit they started with here in the first. At the beginning was 0-0, of course, and now 30-30. We set here at the half. So it is the starters: Shavy, Schrader, Lundquist, Moore, and Eastman, Grunsky, Beckadell, Newman, Mattson, Bell for Alden Conger. Bucks start with the basketball. And they work it over. Schrader now with the basketball. Now over to Eastman. Eastman takes that three open and no good. Rebounded by the Knights. So here come the Knights now. And there's a shot by Grunsky. No good. But it's rebounded by the Knights on the offensive end here now with Newman. With a basketball. She'll dribble and now swings it over to Bell. Top of the key, looks inside to Mattson. Mattson, one dribble, kicks it out. And the shot taken there by Bacadal, no good. And then the ball is rebounded by Blue Earth Area. Lundquist with it now. 30-30 tie here. Just underway in the second half. Again, we have the Blue Earth Area United South Central boys matchup coming up for you about 20 minutes after the conclusion on this one. Shot taken, no good, and it is rebounded by the Knights. Mattson makes a move. Shot goes up, no good, but she gets her own rebound. And now the shot taken there by Newman, a three, no good, and goes out of bounds. Blue Earth Area basketball. So, just about 2 minutes in here, and no score yet. No one scored yet in this second half. In the corner, Shavy with the basketball now. Dribbles, now looks. Eastman comes to get it. She'll take a turnaround jumper on the baseline. No good. Rattles out. And it's rebounded by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Mattson. Now over to Newman, top of the key. Newman will get a screen from Mattson. Gets around, now goes up for the shot. Eastman's there to block it. Newman again steps back, now takes the three, and that one's no good. Rebounded by Lundquist. And here come the Bucks. Lundquist all the way, and a blocking foul going to be called here on the Knights. So Lundquist got it and tore off down the court. And gets fouled on the floor, so it'll be the second foul called on Macy Mattson. And it's Buck basketball underneath their own basket here. To Moore, she loses it, now kicks it out to Schrader. Now to Shavy. Now they throw it to Schrader, moves. And now a backcourt violation as Miley Eastman grabs that one before it can be picked up by Grunsky and taken to the basket. So our score remains 30-30 here, 15-52 to go in this ball game. Weir comes in, Schultz in now for the Bucks as Schrader comes out, and also Moore comes out, and there's a shot taken by Mattson for two. 16 for her now. And it's 32-30. Lundquist with the basketball. Dribbles, gets to the free throw line, takes the shot and drains it. 12 points now for Lola Lundquist. 32-32. So the Bucks answered on the make from Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, and we're knotted back up again. Now to Bell. Now they look to Newman. Newman gets a screen from Mattson, goes opposite direction, goes for the layup. She is fouled on the attempt and will go to the free throw line. Two shots. And the foul called here on Schultz, and that'll be her third. Free throw by Newman is good. And now free throw number two is up and good. ...15-03 and counting. It is 34-32. Knights leading the Bucks. Bucks now with a basketball. Swings it over now to Lundquist. Three-pointer is off the mark, no good. And it's rebounded by Mattson. And here come the Knights once again. Mattson almost got it knocked away. Here's Newman now. Drives under all the way around the basket, underneath the basket. Now finds Mattson, who turns. Good defense by Schultz once again. Don't want to reach, and there it was. Played good defense up until that very point on the reach, and that will be foul number four on Schultz now. And that will mean Moore will come in. And the freshman Schultz will come out. Into Mattson. Shot no good. Now Shavy will grab the rebound. And Lundquist will push it up. Weir on the drive. Gets it and no good. Rebounded by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Now to Newman. Newman holds it high. Gets a screen from Grunsky. Now into the corner. Dribbles baseline. Turnaround jumper is good. For Olivia Newman now with 14. It's 36-32, a four-point lead now for the Knights. Bucks bring it up. Here's the shot by Lundqvist, and I think they got a piece of that one. It goes out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Bluer there. He has Weir trying to save it, but could not. 36-32. Knights leading the Bucks here. All right, are we getting situated? Here we go. Inbounds. Here we go. And now driving is Grunsky. Bounce pass inside to Mattson, who Mattson kicks it out to Newman. Newman, there's another screen for her, and she gets into the corner. And Shavy will knock it out of her hands, but it'll stay. Knight basketball. Cummings comes in. Also, Charlotte Raindahl comes in as well here for the Knights. They get it to Mattson. Now back to Newman. Newman dribbles down to her left. Gets to baseline. Kicks it to Mattson. Now at the top of the key, the shot taken there by Bell is no good. Rebounded by the Bucks. Ahead to Eastman. Eastman three-pointers off the mark. No good. And rebounded by the Knights. 36-32 remains a four-point lead for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. As Newman makes her move to the basket, now kick it out to Cummings. Now back to Newman. Newman squares up, three-pointer is good. Olivia Newton with the shot going down now as she has 17. And we have a timeout by Bluer Theria. 39-32. Knights lead the Bucks with 12:45 to play. We are back with more in 1 minute.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Back here with 12:45 to play, 39-32. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons leading Blue Earth area here. Don't forget, after this one, about 20 minutes after this one, we'll have Blue Earth area and United South Central boys basketball here from the Blue Earth area holiday invite. Lundqvist with the basketball now, gives it up to Weir. Now over to Eastman. Eastman dribbles. Now throws it back out to Weir. Three-pointer is off the mark, no good, and rebounded by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. 39-32, our score. Knights with the basketball. There's Raindahl, and now over to the corner to Cummings. Almost lost it. Here's Newman now. Looks to Mattson. Now back to Newman on a handoff. Newman flings it out there to Cummings. Now back to Newman it goes. Takes two dribbles, now looks inside to Bell. Bell, one dribble, and she travels. Yes, a walk is called and a turnover there by Alden Conger. 39-32, again our score, 12:02 to play. Bucks now with a basketball. Lundqvist will bring it up. Now over to Shavy. Screen coming from Moore. Now to Eastman. Eastman now finds Weir in the corner. Over to Lundqvist, who loses a handle on it, but regains possession. Now on the crossover. Gets into the paint. Now to Moore. Off the glass. Jessica Moore has six. As we had Lundqvist find her down low. And it's 39-34. Now they go into Mattson down low. Misses the shot, but she gets her own rebound once again. And is fouled on, is it on the floor? On a putback attempt. I think it's going to be on the floor. Courtney Bacadol comes back in. And now we have for Blue Earth area. A shot taken by Mattson, and she's going to get fouled on that one. And Elena Moore, 22, comes into the ballgame here for the Bucks. Free throw, no good. And Moore, a 5'11 junior, coming in. As again, Mattson misses that free throw. And she'll connect on the second. And the foul went on Lundquist. That's her second foul. So here we go. Lundquist brings it up. Bucks are down by six. 11-13 to play. And it's 40-34. And there's a shot by Eastman in the paint. And she has 10. And the Bucks cut it to 4. It's 40-36, 11 minutes to go in this ball game. Knights with the basketball. Driving the baseline, and a runner no good by Newman, but she gets her own rebound, and then we have a jump ball. So a jump ball, and it'll stay Alden Conger basketball. So the Knights get it. Here's back into the ball game quickly, Libby Bell. And that means that Macy Mattson's going to get a quick breather here. Grunsky to inbound to Newman. Newman on the drive, spins, gives it up to Grunsky. Grunsky now on the move. And to Newman. Newman dribbles to her left. Now gets to that baseline, and she dribbles out of bounds. Turns it over to Blue Earth area now. The Bucks will have the basketball. 40-36 our score. Knights leading Blue Earth area. It's 40-36, 10-23. Turnaround jumper by Eastman in the paint. Just inside the free throw line. No good. And now Grunsky with the basketball. Gives it back to Newman. Newman, three-pointer. Off the mark. No good. But it's Bell with a rebound. No good. Gets her own rebound again. And can't connect. But is fouled on her putback attempt. So she's going to the free throw line. And the foul going to go on Elena Moore. That'll be number one on her. And the fifth team foul on the Bucks. Free throw short there by Bell. So here we go. Mattson back in. And Raindoll come out.
Came out.
And the shot, free throw was missed again, but it rebounded by the Bucks and knocked out again by the Knights, so it'll stay Blue Earth area basketball. 40-36 our score. Bucks trailing by four. Lundquist will bring it up. Under 10 to play here with 9:55 and counting. Eastman in the corner. Gives it off to Weir. Now over to Lundquist. Lundquist finds Eastman in the paint. Now into Moore, who is blocked. No good. The shot is rejected there by Bell. Mattson with it now. Gives it up to Newman. And down low, they lose it. Weir has it now. Here's Lundquist. And we're going to get a push as Lundquist was driving and then gets pushed from behind by Bacadol. And, or they call that on Grunsky, actually, I guess. So, they give it up. Eastman dribbles. Deep two is good. Myla Eastman now with 12 points for Blue Earth area. And the Bucks back within two. It's 40-38. And the ball knocked away. It'll stay. Knights basketball. As they will inbound. Grunsky looks inside to Mattson. Ball is loose. Mattson recovers it. She's swarmed by Buccaneers. And what are we going to get for a call here? A foul underneath. That'll be team foul number 6. And we're going to call it on 21. Eastman, that'll be her first 6th team foul. Schultz comes in now for Eastman. And here we go. They will inbound. Here will the Knights. And a push called on Elena Moore. That'll be her second foul in the 7th team. So that puts the Knights now in the bonus. And we'll shoot 1-1 here. Mattson connects on the first. ...18 points now for Mattson. And she'll make it 19. So, 42-38 now. Bucks lead trail. Shavey gets it to Moore. The kick out to Weir. Weir now goes to her right. Now to Shavey. Now over to Schultz. Now top of the key. Here's Lundquist coming to get it. And now Lundquist backs out. Going to reset some things as there we go. Swing it over to the right. Now up to the top again with Weir. Weir dribbles now to her right. Now looking to Shavey. With 2 seconds, they got to shoot it. And we're going to get a shot clock violation on the Buccaneers. And that will turn it over to the Knights. Eastman back in here quickly. And Elena Moore comes out. So, 38-42, the Bucks are trailing here. 8:20 to go in the ball game. Knights with the basketball and the lead. And we're going to get an offensive foul called on the screen there. And that one going to go on Mattson. Macy Mattson's third now with 8:15 and counting. 42-38, Knights leading the Bucks. Weir has the basketball now. Gives it up to Shavey. Shavey looks back over to Weir. Weir bounce pass over to Eastman. And Eastman going to get called for a travel. Gets those feet moving a little faster than everything else there. Before she gets that ball put down on the move. 42-38. As the Bucks turn it over to the Knights. Newman gives it up to Mattson. Mattson off the glass, no good. Eastman is there for the rebound. And ahead to Schultz, and she can't connect off the glass. And it's a miss. Rebound down by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Grunsky, three-pointer off the mark, no good. Ball is loose. Schultz will grab it for the rebound and is fouled. So that'll be just the 4th team foul here on the Knights. Buck basketball again. 42-38 remains our score here. 7:25 and counting. Weir, Emerson Weir with a basketball. 7th grader for Blue Earth area. Swings it over to Shavey now. Shavey looking. Now into Schultz. They look. Ball tipped away and taken away by the Knights. Into Mattson. Mattson in the paint. Kicks it back out. Now they swing it over to Grunsky. Looks inside. And now the kick out and the take. And it is good. And one. As Mattson will get the 2 to fall and goes to the free throw line. And Elena comes out. Let's see the foul they call on Shavey. That would be her first. And Hanson will go to the free throw line here. And knocks it down for the traditional three-point play. 44-38 now. To Eastman now. Ball deflected and stolen away. Turnover by the Bucks. Here come the Knights. Now they give to Newman. Newman backs out, looks over to Mattson. Mattson now looks inside to Newman. Newman takes the dribble, now turns, offensive foul. And that got people off their seats here on the Blue Earth area side as she just pushed off with the forearm big time there on the spin. And it will be Blue Earth area basketball. And who they called that on? They called that one on Newman. So her first, I thought that was on Mattson. Shot in the corner, Weir for three. As Emerson Weir has 5 points, knocking down a three ball there to cut the deficit to four. 45-41, Knights leading with 6:10 and counting. Inside Mattson, now the kick out to Newman. Newman on the move. Takes the shot. It's a three. It's no good. Rebound is going to be grabbed by the Bucks on the loose ball rolling. Lundquist gets it. And now ahead to Shavey. Shavey dribbles out. And out to Lundquist. On the move. Gets into the paint and is going to be fouled and will shoot two. She takes it inside strong and will go to the free throw line. And that one going to go on Macy Mattson. So now she has four fouls. Shot is good by Lundquist. So Lundquist comes away with a free throw. Now free throw number two on the way. She has 13 points. Again, she needed 8 points here in this ball game to get to the 1,000-point mark, which she did so in the first half. And that free throw is off the mark, no good. 45-42 now, our score. Mattson on the move, takes it all the way. Blocked by Eastman. What a defensive move there. Nicely done on the stop. And here come the Buccaneers. Lundquist now gives it up to Eastman. Now over to Shavey on the right, left side. Now Weir, who slips through her fingers but regains possession. Now to Eastman. Three-pointers. Good! Myla Eastman connects for another three, her third three-pointer of the ball game. And it's tied 45-45 with 5 minutes to go. And there's the heave there by Libby Bell. No good. Rebounded by Blue Earth area. Shavey gets the shot off, and it rattles off. No good. Rebound on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball as Moore was down there. Also down there was Mattson on the tie-up. It'll be Alden Conger, Glenn Lemon's ball. 4:48 to go. We're tied 45-45. Knights with the ball. Grunsky brings it across. Weir is on her tight. Almost lost the ball there. Ooh, looking at almost like an elbow there. Now the kick out to Bell. Bell gets tied up by Moore as the Bucks playing mighty aggressive here on the defensive end now. And they get the ball on the jump ball and a timeout by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, a full timeout. With 4:29 to go in the ball game, we're tied 45-45. Back with more in 1 minute.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we are back here, 45-45 our score. 4:29 to go in the ball game. Bucks with the basketball now. As they will inbound it. Here it comes to Weir. Weir will bring it across the timeline. And they swing it over. Eastman corner three is off the mark. And the ball still loose. Oh, grabbed by Alden Conger, Glendale Evans. They push it ahead to... Oh! They push it ahead to Mattson. But coming from behind was Moore and just rips it out of her hand. The only bad thing is Moore went out of bounds with the basketball. But good hustle getting back as Mattson thought she had him beat. Now the shot. It's no good off the inbound. Moore will get the rebound, and now she's going to get... No, it's going for the tie-up was Bell, but a foul. And now we'll march our way down for free throws. As Jessica Moore will go to the free throw line with a 1-1. And let's see, Bell, that's her second. So Moore with a 1-1 here. 4:06 to go. We're tied 45-45. Free throw is good for Moore. So Moore connects there. She has 7 on the night. And that one is up. That one long, no good. Eastman gets the rebound. A Lundquist three-pointer is off the mark. And it's rebound. The ball's still loose. And we're on the floor. A jump ball, and it'll go to Alden Conger. So the free throw missed, a rebound, and a kick out to Lundquist. It comes up empty, and then a jump ball going to Alden Conger. So 46-45, a one-point lead for Blue Earth area. And the shot by Newman is no good. Eastman grabs it, but loses it. And now we got a tie-up again as... Seventh grader Emerson Weir ties up Brunsky, and it'll be Buck basketball now. 46-45, 3:39 to play in the game. Weir with the ball. Again, the Bucks looking for their first win of the season here. Gives it up to Lundquist. Lundquist looking now over, dribbles to her left. Into the paint, throws up the shot, it's no good. But gets her own rebound, and now a foul will be called as Lundquist goes down in a heap with two other players. And let's see, who do they call it on? If it's on Mattson, she's done for the night. And it is. It is indeed on Macy Mattson, the leading scorer here for Alden Conger. 22 points she finishes with and fouls out. 14, Allie Wasmone comes in now. So Lundquist now to the free throw line. First free throw, rattles out, no good. Moore is there to rebound, and Bell there too, and it's another jump ball. And this time it'll go to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Bucks clinging here to a one-point lead, 46-45. 3:15 to go. Grunsky on the move, and a reach is going to be called. And that was going to go on. I believe it'll be on Eastman. That's her second. And the team's ninth, so we've got 1-1 yet here before the double bonus for Alden Conger. Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Moore. Don't let her tie you up. And it a foul called as Bell got in there again, but too much arm. And that will send. Jessica Moore to the free throw line. 3:08 to play here. Moore ready. First free throw's up, and it rattles out no good. Bell will get the rebound for the Knights. As Moore comes up empty, ahead to Grunsky, and a bounce pass. And a shot taken there by Beckendahl, no good. And now another tie-up. And this one now going to Blue Earth area. Boy, the jump balls here in this one. So the possession arrow will now flip back to Alden Conger on the next jump ball, which I'm sure we will see a few more of those here this evening. 46-45, Bucks lead by one. With 2:48 and counting, Lundquist with the basketball. And we have 3 seconds in the lane called on Blue Earth area. That's the second one tonight on the Bucks. And here we go as Alden Conger, Glenville Evans with the ball. 46-45, Bucks are leading by one and whistle. And we're going to get the foul on. Looks like Emerson Weir. That'll be her first foul. And that will put Vivian Grunsky to the free throw line. Free throw is good for Vivian. And we're tied 46-46. So 2:38 to go. 46-46. Second free throw's up. And that one will roll in. So now the lead is one for Alden Conger Glenville Emmons here. 47-46. Knights lead the Bucks. Lundquist will bring it up. And now a timeout is going to be called by Blue Earth area. 47-46. Knights leading the Bucks. 2:27 to play. More in 1 minute.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
And we are back here, 47-46. The Knights lead the Bucks by one. 2:27 to go. It's Buck basketball. And now they give it up to Weir. Emerson Weir with the ball. Now top of the key. We'll give it up to Eastman. Three-pointer is short, and it's rebounded by the Knights. So here come the Knights now. Newman with the ball. Turns, shoots, no good. Rebound knocked away. Here come the Bucks. Lundquist with it. And she'll get it back out. Top of the key. Here's Eastman. She'll take the shot, and it's short, no good. Rebounded by Bell of Alden Conger Glenville Emmons. And ahead they go to Grunsky. And she is fouled from behind. And Eastman will come out. Foul called there on Jessica Moore, her first. Eastman will take a quick break. Grunsky's free throw is good. So Grunsky coming away with free throws here at the in the second half here. And that one is good. 4 for 4 for Grunsky. She's got 7 points total here tonight. 49-46, a 3-point lead here for the Knights. And a three taken. And it's going to be white ball as Moore trying to get the rebound, but it goes out. She touched the line there on that attempt. And the shot again missed there by Blue Earth Area. So 49-46, a 3-point lead for Blue Earth Area. And down the line, it's going to be a foul on Grace Shavey. It'll be her second. A 3-point lead here for Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. They can try to add to it here with free throws now with Grunsky. And she misses that one. Was perfect from Ryan before that miss. Next free throw. That one is good. So 5 of 6 from the free throw line, all in the second half for Grunsky. 50-46. It's a 4-point game. Schrader three. No good. Rebounded by Weir. Shavey has it now. Lundquist heaves a three, and it is no good. Weir tried to save that one, but could not. And it will go to Alden Conger, Linda Lemons, leading by 4 with 1:15 and counting. Weir on Grunsky. Grunsky now dribbles it out. And now here comes Grunsky once again dribbling. I think she's just kind of killing time now. Gives it to Bell. Bell goes up with a shot, and she gets it to go. Libby Bell for 2. And 50 seconds and counting to go. 52-46. Knights lead the Bucks. Shavey looks inside to Moore. Moore off the glass. Good for 2. So Jessica Moore connects, and we've got a quick timeout by Blue Earth Area. 52-48, 41.8 to go. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
And we are back here, 41.8 seconds to go. The score, 52-48. The Glenville Lemons, or the Alden Conger Glenville Lemons Knights leading the Blue Earth Area Bucks. It's Knight basketball. Bucks coming with full court pressure. And now they get it to Grunsky. Grunsky gets it across midcourt. Can they trap her? And a reach going to be called on Schrader. So that will put Grunsky back to the free throw line here with 33 seconds. And that one is up, and that one is good. So 53-48, that free throw no good, rebounded by Moore. And the Bucks on the move with 25 seconds to go, 53-48, they trail here to the Knights. They need to get shots off. Here's Shavey, three is good. Grace Shavey knocks down her second three of the ball game. 14 seconds to go, 2-point ball game, and a quick foul will send Grunsky again to the free throw line. He throws up, and that one is good by Grunsky. 14.4 to go. 54-51. Free throw by Grunsky, and that one's good. 55-54 now. 12 seconds and counting. Lundquist swings it over. Ball tipped. Last touch there by the Knights. 8 seconds to go. 4-point game, though. Bucks need to get a quick shot. It doesn't necessarily have to be a three, but it's got to be quick. They cannot waste time. Schrader's shot is off the mark. No good. 2 seconds. 1 second. Zeros on the clock, and the Bucks will fall 55-51. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons gets Blue Earth area here tonight by 4 points. We'll be back with wrapping this one up here in just a minute.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Well, we're back here again. Alden Conger, Glenville Evans, the victor here in this girls' game. 55-51 as they beat the Bucks here. One bright spot is that Lola Lundquist got her 1,000th point here tonight. She did that in the first half, needed 8 to do it. She finished with 13 in this ball game, 10 of them in the first half. Let's see, it was Macy Mattson leading the way here of all scorers. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, 22 points. Olivia Newman was 17, 11 for Vivian Grunsky, and 5 for Libby Bell. For Blue Earth area, they were led by Miley Eastman. She had 15 points, then 13 from Lola Lundquist, 8 from Jessica Moore, 6 from Grace Shavey, 5 from Emerson Weir, the 7th grader off the bench, 5 points there, then 3 from Carol Schrader. And again, our final, 55-51. As Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons defeating Blue Earth area in the girls' game. Well, we're going to send it back very quickly to wrap up this girls' game, and we'll be right back with boys' action. Blue Earth area, USC, headed your way. We'll send it back to 98 Country to close it out on this one.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area Basketball here on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, by Newway K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, Craig Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, by Stateline Cooperative, Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, and by Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman. Blue Earth Area Basketball is a presentation of KBEW Sports.
Our coverage of the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite continues with our boys' game between Blue Earth Area and United South Central. Tonight's game brought to you by Bevcom, Seneca Foods, Greg Heine, a Pioneer Dealer, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, Heartland Embroidery, Stayline Co-op, Country Butcher Shop, Weaver's Leather Store, United Hospital District, Jay Shop of Blue Earth, Mid-Iowa Agency, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Darling Ingredients, Newway K&H Cooperative, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric, Elizabeth Chevrolet, M&M Insurance, Wagner Seeds, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, Schroeder Electric,
Global Innovations Bank, Stenzel Chiropractic, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz, Johnson Seeds, and the Wells BFW.
And we are back here, right back at the Blue Earth Area High School as we have the boys game for you now. Blue Earth Area hosting United South Central here tonight. So two area teams here for you this evening as the Rebels are 2-4 on the year through six games so far. And the Bucks at 4-2 overall here with six games played thus far. So that is the records of these two teams. We'll have a closer look at both the Rebels and the Bucks coming up for you in 3 minutes.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Stateline Cooperative would like to thank our customers, including area farmers, patrons, and suppliers, for your business this year. It has been our pleasure to assist you with planning your grain, agronomy, feed, and seed needs. We look forward to working with you to make 2025 successful and profitable. May the new year bring you peace, happiness, and prosperity. Have a safe holiday and happy new year from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we are back here as we take a look at the USC Rebels now. Again, as I mentioned, 2-4 on the year. Section 2A, they are 0-2 in the Gopher Conference. They are 2-1. And on the road, they are 2-1. The Rebels have yet to win a home game at 0-3 here on the year. Their last game was back on Thursday, December 19th, which seems like so long ago. 67-50 victory over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva there. Again, the Rebels will take on Martin Luther, or Grenada Huntley East J. Martin Luther Truman tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock here at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite. So that's already been decided who the opponents are in the matchup. So again, they'll get Grenada Huntley East J. and Martin Luther Truman tomorrow afternoon at 1, no matter what happens here, win or lose against Blue Earth Area. And same with Blue Earth Area as they will get against Sibley East again tomorrow night. And we have coming up next for the Rebels after this. They'll be in action next Friday, January 3rd. They'll be on the road making that trip to Randolph to take on the Rockets. And the Rebels, again, coming off that win. They ended that win on Thursday, looking to start a win streak here now as that win against New Richland ended a three-game slide here for the Rebels. They look to continue on that here at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite. We'll see what the Bucks have to say about that tonight, and we'll have a closer look at Blue Earth Area right after this three-minute break.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed at Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we are back here as we take a look at the Blue Earth Area Bucks. As I mentioned earlier on, 4-2 on the year in Section 2AA. They are 2-0, and in the conference in the Big South, they are 3-2. Have a good away record, undefeated at 3-0, and here at home they are 1-2. So again, tomorrow night at this exact same time, Blue Earth Area will be getting ready to take on Sibley East. That'll be their next game, as then next Friday they will be taking on Fairmont on January 3rd. And we take a look here at, their last game. The Bucks actually have won 3 straight here. They started off 1-2 on the year, and then 3 straight to make it 4-2 on the year. 67-30, they got the victory at Tri-City United back last Friday, December 20th. And, of course, that first game of the year when they really put up the points on that first game, December 6th, putting up a whopping 108 points against Windham Area and got them 108-68. Big start to this 4-2 season here. But again, I've won three straight. That last win against Tri-City United back on last Friday, 67-30. So we have it, 4-2 Bucks and the 2-4 USC Rebels as we get closer to tip-off here from the Blue Earth Area High School on the Holiday Invite. We're back with more in 3 minutes.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com. Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
And we are back here at the Blue Earth Area High School, just moments away from Blue Earth Area USC and boys basketball action here from the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament, or invite, actually. It's not really a tournament, as the games have already been set. We take a look at the action here today, though. And the first game, it was a girls' game, St. James defeating Sibley East 79-40. And then a boys' game, as Sibley East defeated Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman 66-57 in double overtime. And then our girls game, Blue Earth Area fell by 4 to Alden Conger Glenville Emmons 55-51, the final there. So all three games complete. We've got one more here tonight between Blue Earth Area and USC. So we take a look at tomorrow. As tomorrow, the first game will be at 1 p.m., USC Boys versus Grenada on the East Chain Martin Luther Truman. That can be heard on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And then the girls' game, Blue Earth Area versus St. James, here at 5 o'clock on 98.1 FM. And then to follow, Blue Earth Area versus Sibley East at 6:30 to cap off our broadcast coverage of the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite here this year. So again, three games down, and we've got one more here tonight, and then three more to broadcast for you tomorrow, 1, 5, and 6:30. Again, the 1 o'clock game will be on AM 1560, 5 and 6:30 games, which include the Blue Earth area girls and boys at 98.1 FM and KBEW98Country.com. As we look at what's coming up on our broadcast schedule, well, next week, Monday night, we're going to make the trip to New Ulm Cathedral with the USC girls, as they will be there, 7:15 tip-off there, USC at New Ulm Cathedral, Monday the 30th. And then also next week, Friday the 3rd, it's that boy-girl basketball doubleheader, Fairmont at Blue Earth area, and things will tip off with the girls first at 6 o'clock again on next Friday, February. I wish it was February. We could skip the month of January. It would be all right with me, but we won't. And again, Friday, January 3rd, Fairmont at Blue Earth area, and a boy-girl doubleheader. Again, girls started all off at 6 o'clock, boys to follow in that one. But again, we've got a good one here tonight, as it's Blue Earth area and United South Central. Boys basketball action for you here on 98 Country, the Blue Earth area holiday invite. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells at Easton. Call 553-5880.
All right, we're back here. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the United South Central Rebels. Number one, 5'6 senior, Zayden Schott. And number two, 6 foot senior, Aiden Crabtree. Number three, 6'1 senior, Dylan Stevens. Number four, 5'10 senior, Dylan Bonzak. And number 22, 6'6 junior, Wyatt Sparks for Adam Walker's USC Rebels. Well, for Blue Earth area, as they have their starters here, and it'll be number zero, 6'2 senior, Branson Huskins. And number four, 5'11 sophomore, Caden Juba. Number 11, 5'10 senior, Gage Barker. And number 23, 6'3 junior, Will Bromland. And number 25, 5'10 senior, Jacob Grandjeanette. So again, Caden Juba. It's Huskins, Juba, Barker, and Bromland, and Grandjeanette out there to start for Blue Earth area. And again, for the Rebels, Schott, Crabtree, Stevens, Bonsack, and Sparks. As we're ready to get things rolling here, the Blue Earth area holiday invite, the nightcap here this evening, the Bucks and Rebels. And the tip is won by USC. Bonsack with it. Or actually, a shot. Zayden Schott with it. Gives it up to Crabtree. Crabtree looks inside to Sparks. Bromland's on him. Sparks turns off the glass and good for Wyatt Sparks for two. Rebels score on their first possession. Here's a 2-2-1 press by USC. Bucks get across. Bromland, three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Bonsack. And here they go. Stevens, three-pointer is good. Dylan Stevens knocks down a three, and it's 5-0. USC, and a turnover. Here come the Rebels once again. And Crabtree has the ball. He's trapped down there. He needs to get rid of it as he avoids the 5-second call. Now to Stevens, swinging it over to Schott. Schott on the drive, bounce pass to Sparks. Sparks turns, loses it. Bonsack is there in the corner. He dribbles out of there once. Juba on him. Now to Crabtree. Crabtree will swing it over to Zayden Schott now. And now Zayden Schott on the move, looking inside. And the shot by Crabtree at the buzzer of the shot clock. And the shot hits the rim but goes out of bounds to Blue Earth area. So 5-0, the Rebels lead here, just underway. And to Bromlin they go. He drives through and he will get it to go, and he's fouled. So he gets the bucket and one here. And they call it on, I believe it's going to be Sparks. Yes, Wyatt Sparks picks up foul number one. Oh, it was on the floor, so no shot. So on the floor they go. Huskins off the glass on the inbound. No good. And the rebound to the Rebels. Crabtree will bring it across. And out is Zayden Schott. Zayden with a basketball and a bump there by Gage Barker. And that'll be number one on him. So here we go. Crabtree will inbound now. And he'll give it up to Bonsack. Bonsack now dribbles to his right. Now goes behind the back. Juba on him. Now to Crabtree. Barker's on him. Swinging it over to Zayden Schott. Bounce pass to Stevens. Stevens pump fake. Schott no good. Gets his own miss and puts back is good. Dylan Stevens with five. And the Bucks turn it over. Stevens goes up again. No shot is no good. And it's rebounded by Blue Earth area. Barker on the move to Bromlin. Now to Huskins. Huskins with a shot, and it's good. Branson Huskins for three. And we got a 30-second timeout. 7-3. USC leading, 15:45 to go. More in 30 seconds. And we'll keep it right here. 15:45 to go. Again, 7-3 is our score. As the Rebels and Bucks coming out of this 30-second timeout. Branson Huskins knocked down a three to get the first bucket for Blue Earth area here on that possession. And we have Bromlin coming out, and now Sullivan Dahlberg comes in for Blue Earth area. And here we go. Juba on Zayden Schott, full court. They get it across, now to Stevens. Crabtree looking into Sparks. They get it inside, and a travel called. So that'll turn it over to the Bucks on the travel down low by Sparks. Shuffling those feet. 2-2-1 pressure here coming, and they're going to get over and back on the Blue Earth area. So backcourt violation there. And it's 7-3. Not 100% sure on that one. He was never, I don't know. That's what the call is, 7-3. Looking inside now are the Rebels to Sparks. Now it's Stevens with the ball at the top of the key. Two shot. Now Bonsack thought about the corner three, takes one dribble in, and the shot is short, no good. Rebounded by Barker. As the Rebels have gotten seven shots off thus far, and the Bucks just three. Here's Huskins, corner three, no good. Zayden Schott there for the rebound. Zayden Schott will bring it up here now. Under 15 to go in this first half. 7-3. USC leading by four. Zayden Schott Bonsack will take it. Pump fake, and he'll get it to go. Dylan Bonsack for two. 9-3 now. Huskins gets the ball now over to Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette will give it up to Dahlberg. Dahlberg on the move. And to Juba. Juba gets to the free throw line, backs it out. Huskins now with it. And he'll drive, runner in the lane, and it'll go. Branson Huskins with 5 points now. All five of Blue Earth Area's points. 9-5. USC leads by four. Zayden Schott gets it across and almost loses the basketball, but another travel will be called. And the Rebels turn it over. Huskins comes out. Bromland in now for Blue Earth Area. As they're looking to bring break this 2-2-1. And they get it across. Bromland with the ball. Drives will kick it to Grand Jeanette in the corner. And an offensive foul called on Will Bromland. That'll be his first. And here comes some pressure from Blue Earth Area. Full court, man-to-man. And they get it into Bonsack. Bonsack now guarded by Juba. And he'll get it across. And we have a timeout called by Adam Walker and the Rebels. 9-5, 13:52 to play first half. A full timeout by USC. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we're back here, coming out of the Rebel timeout. 9-5, our score. Rebels with the ball. And the lead here. And they give it up to Bonsack. Bonsack looking inside to Sparks. They get it to him, and off the glass it goes. 4 points now for Wyatt Sparks as they're looking to get that inside presence. And a turnover. The Rebels turn it over. Or the Bucks turn it over to the Rebels, I should say. And now, here we go. Ball to Schott. Zayden Schott with it. Going to his left. Now to Crabtree. Crabtree finds Stevens in the corner. Pump fake now gives it up on Crabtree. And the paint is blocked by Dahlberg. So the Bucks coming now. Down by six. It's 11-5 USC. Barker will kick it over. Bromland, three-pointer. Is off the mark, no good. Dahlberg with the rebound. Gives it back to Bromland. Now to Barker. Gage Barker, three, no good. Rebounded by Grand Jeanette. And now Bromland, corner three is good. So Will Bromland connects on a three in the corner. And it's a three-point game. 11-8, Rebels lead. Zayden Schott gets it across, and he'll bounce pass it to Sparks. Sparks turns up and good. As they can't stop Sparks when they get it to him down low on the block, as he's got 6 points, 13-8 now. So the Bucks are going to have to come with some beef down low to defend against Sparks or deny him the basketball. And another turnover going to USC now. And Gage Barker will pick the pocket, and he will lay it in for two. So the Bucks turn it over, but then Barker will steal that one and lay it in for two. 13-10, Rebels up by three. And Sully Dahlberg knocks it away. Gives it up to Caden Juba. Juba on the lay-in is good. Dahlberg with the steal and gives it to Juba, and he breaks away for two. And it's a one-point game now. Zayden Schott, three-pointer, is off the mark, no good. Wyatt Sparks is there for the rebound. We'll give it back to Schott. And he's in the paint, kicks it out to Bonsack. Three-pointer, no good. Sparks will tip it out. Ball is loose. grabbed by Juba. Now ahead, and now it's tipped, but Juba recovers. Roman, pump fake, now drives. Shot off the glass is good. He'll run it off the glass for two. 14-13 now, Bucks with the lead. It will be, let's see, here comes Peter Fletcher coming in. Hoskins also comes in, so we might be seeing some, seeing Fletcher now coming in, the 6'7 Fletcher on Sparks, 6'6. So I was wondering when we would see that matchup here. And here it comes. So the battle of the bigs now. Sparks looking to move. He turns, shot, and it is. What was the call? Travel? A travel on Sparks. Turn it over. Here comes that press again. Bromlin now. They break it. Runner, and Will Bromlin will get the runner for two. 16-13 now. Bucks lead by three. Bonsack gets trapped here by Huskins and Dahlberg, and he steps back over the line in a backcourt violation to turn it over. Sixth turnover now by the Rebels. Juba will inbound. Bucks lead here by three now, 16-13, with 10:40 to play first half. Bromlund with the ball. He'll take a three, and it's off the mark. No good. Rebound going the way of the Rebels as it gets knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Blue Earth Area. And now Schumann will come in. C.J. Schumann for USC as Sparks will get a break here. 16-13, and what do we got? No, last touch by Blue Earth Area. Branson Huskins thought he knocked it off the Rebels there, or last touch by the Rebels. Also in, Brody Steinhauer for USC, as Crabtree also came out there. Zayden shot to Bonsack. Bonsack over to Stevens now in the corner. Stevens behind the back. Swings it over to Schott now. Schott looks inside to Schumann. Schumann turns, hook, and off the glass is good. Little baby hook there for Schumann off the glass, and he knocks it in. 16-15, ball loose, Juba to Fletcher. Now back out to Dahlberg, and a travel on Dahlberg to turn it over to the Rebels now. Fifth turnover by the Rebels. By the Bucks. Six by the Rebels. Crabtree back in. Zayden Schott will come out now. So 16-15. Blue Earth Area lead is one. We're under 10 to play in the first half. 9:59 and counting. Get it inbounds to Bonsack now. Bonsack kick it over to Steinhauer. Three-pointer no good for Brody. And the Bucks will rebound it. Juba now in the paint, and he'll add a runner, and no good. Schumann will get the rebound. Stevens brings it up. Almost poked away there by Dahlberg. Now they give it up to Crabtree. Crabtree looks, and he gives it up to Schumann. Schumann back to Crabtree. Looking to back it in to Schumann. CJ turn, hook shot, good for CJ Schumann. So the Rebels points in the paint, coming up big here with, 10 points for sure, six from Sparks and four from Schumann down there on the block. And it's 17-16, a one-point lead for the Rebels, but it doesn't last long as Huskins knocks down a three, and he has 8 points. 19-17, Bucks take the lead. Bonsack now brings it up for USC, and it's picked up. Pick in the pocket is Juba. Caden Juba lays it in for two. So Juba with the quick hands gets the steal. 21-17 our score. Crabtree, and he gives it to Steinhauer, who loses it out of bounds, and a turnover by the Rebels. Juba comes out. Bromlund comes out. We have Devin Hayes in. And let's see, Grant Jeanette in there. Fletcher in. Dahlberg. Get it to Fletcher. Now over to Hayes. Hayes swings it to Grand Jeanette in the corner. Grand Jeanette across court. Huskins takes the three, and he makes it. A three-pointer for Branson Huskins, and he's got 11 for the Bucks. 24-17. Bonsack on the move. Gets it across. Trapped. He's trapped now. Splits the defenders. Now needs to get rid of it. And a travel going to be called. They turn it over. Eighth turnover. So the Buck defense now tightening up around the Rebels. 24-17. Blue Earth area with the lead. 7:45 in this first, remaining in the first half. Hayes gives it up to Sully Dahlberg. Now to Huskins, and Huskins knocks down another three. His fourth three-pointer of the night. He's got 14 and a timeout for the Rebels. 27-17, Blue Earth area leads with 7:32 to play in the first half. More in 30 seconds.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
And we are back here, 27-17. The Bucks have built a double-digit lead here with 7:32 to play first half. Steinauer gets the ball. Hayes on him. He gets it across. Now stops, gives it up to Zayden Schott. Zayden Schott on the move. And he's looking to Schumann. Schumann grabs the ball, goes up strong, blocked by Fletcher. And now it's Steinauer. Now to Stevens. Crabtree, swing it over to Schott. Now the dish to Schumann. He goes up again, and a foul on the floor. Who is it on? It's on the Bucks. And who? Number three, and that's going to go on Hayes, his first. And let's see. Stevens comes out. Sparks in. So Sparks and Schumann out there on the floor now. Into Sparks they go. Now to Schumann. Over to Bonsack now. Looking across as Crabtree cuts. Now to Schumann. Back in Fletcher in. Goes up. And what are we going to call? Travel. Travel the call. So some good stand-up defense by Pete Fletcher. 27-17 remains our score. Grand Jeanette with the basketball. They trap him in the corner. Now he'll give it out to Dahlberg. Now to Huskins. Huskins, three-pointer. He's off the mark on that one. A little short. Rebounded by Schumann. He'll save it to Sparks. And here come the Rebels. Zayden Schott gives it up to Bonsack. Now Crabtree. Inside, they look to Schumann. Schumann goes up. Rejected by Fletcher. And then we get a travel called as Sparks got the ball. So the 10th turnover here by the Rebels. And it's a 10-point lead for the Bucks here. 27-17, 6:25 and counting. As Juba back in there, he'll come in for Hayes. And they swing it over. Huskins now with the basketball. Gives it up to Dahlberg. And Dahlberg with a little runner for two. 29-17 now. The Bucks starting to widen the deficit here. Into Sparks they go. Turn, shot, no. What do we got? A late whistle, and they will call the foul on Fletcher. So that'll be Peter's first. And it'll put Sparks to the free throw line. And Sparks knocks down the free throw. He's got seven now. Looking to make it eight here. If he can connect here on this second free throw. It goes. And he does indeed have 8 points for the Rebels. 29-19. It's back to a double-digit, or 10-point lead, I should say, from Blue Earth area. And now they find Fletcher down low. Ball gets knocked loose. He'll kick it out to Huskins. Huskins, and it's going to be on the floor, a foul on Zayden Schott, I believe, is will be the call on the push. And that'll be his first. Will Bromlin coming in. Huskins comes out. Get Huskins. Four three-pointers. And he's got 14 points here in this first half. So he's knocked down some big shots. Bromlin will take a three. And he'll knock it down from the corner. And Bromlin now with 10 points. He's in double digits. 32-19 now. As the Bucks again, starting to build here on a lead. The Rebels, here's Crabtree, three-pointer. That's short, and it's going to go out of bounds to the Blue Earth area Bucks. So, again, the Rebels were able to get some defense, inside presence there on the offensive end here early. But since then, Bucks have clamped down on that. And now Dahlberg swings it over to Juba. Now over to Grand Jeanette. Back to Juba. Juba dribbles down and picks it up, gives it up to Dahlberg. Now they find Bromlin at the free throw line. Now to Fletcher. Back out to Juba. Grand Jeanette, corner. Pump fakes. Now dribbles, takes a sidestep, misses the three. Rebound by USC. 32-19 with 4:45 to go first half. Zayden Schott stops. Gives it up to Schumann. Now they swing it over to Crabtree inside. Wyatt Sparks turns. Shot is up, and it's going to be a foul on Fletcher again. That'll be his second. As Fletcher, the sophomore, on Sparks, the junior. And the free throw by Sparks, no good. And Fletcher listed as 6'7 on the roster, and Sparks at 6'6. So the battle of the big men down low. Fletcher will come out with those two fouls. And Huskins is back in. Free throw's no good, and it is rebounded by Bromlin. And he's going to go all the way. And Sparks thought he had a clean block from behind, but it's going to be a foul. As the Bucks will go to the free throw line here, as Sparks again picks up number two, and it will be Will Bromlin at the free throw line. 32-19 our score. 33-19 now as he connects on the first one. Sparks out, Schumann in. Get 4:29 to play here in the first half. 33-19 as our score. Hodges halftime report coming your way with all the first half stats. Bromlin knocks down the second free throw. And Zayden Schott with a basketball now. Dribbles across into that double team, and now he has to throw it. He tries to throw it off Grand Jeanette, but no. He stepped on the line, and it's out of bounds on the Rebels. 34-19 is our score. Bucks leading here. 4:15 and counting. Juba with the basketball. Gives it up to Bromlin in the corner. Drives the baseline. Goes up. Shot. No good. And it is grabbed by Stevens on the rebound. And now Crabtree guarded by Juba at full court. They're going to try to trap him. As Juba, it is knocked away by Juba. Huskins with it to Juba. And the ball's now loose on the floor, and we got a push on. Let's see who they call that on. It's going to be on the Rebels. It's going to be on Aiden Crabtree, not Adam. So Aiden picks up his first foul. 34-19. They give it up to tipped by Bonsack. as it went trying to go to Grand Jeanette there. So we resume action with the, Bonsack will steal the inbound and lay it up for two. So Dylan Bonsack now with 4 points and a turnover by on the Bucks there. And it's 34-21. Huskins with it now as he gives it up. Here's Grand Jeanette. Bounce pass to Bromlin in the paint. He'll turn, shoot, and it goes. Will Bromlin with the bucket. 36-21 now with 3:15 and counting to go. Here comes the Rebels. Swinging it over to Crabtree now. Now back over. As Crabtree stopped, picked up his dribble, now gives it up to Zayden Schott. Schott looking, gives it up to Crabtree. Crabtree looking inside. Now pump fake dribbles. Now we'll give it up to Stevens. Stevens' three is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Bromlin of the Bucks. And he'll bring it up, swings it over to Huskins. Huskins. Bounce pass inside, looking for Dahlberg there, but he'll turn it over. And a steal by the Rebels. 2:25 and counting here in this first half. 36-21, Blue Earth area. And out, and a travel as Bonsack bounced a little bit there, and he'll turn it over on his stop. Adam Walker's asking if there was a push there, but nothing doing there. Travels the call. 2:14 in counting. 36-21. Blue Earth area with the lead. And a steal by Zayden Schott. He'll lay it up and in for two. So Zayden Schott gets the bucket. Off the steal. 36-23 now. And for the Bucks, Hayes gives it up, and he'll throw it to Juba. Juba can't handle it, and the Bucks turn it over now for the second straight time. Or actually, the third straight time now. 36-23. Crabtree comes out. Steinhauer in for USC. Bonsack will inbound. Gives it up to Zayden Schott. 1:49 and countings. Splits the defenders. Bounce pass to Schumann. Schumann looking for Stevens, but it goes out of bounds. So the Rebels now have turned it over 13 times in this first half. And that's a reason why the Bucks are up by 13. 36-23, 1:40 to play first half. Huskins in the corner. Now to Juba. Juba back to Huskins in the corner. Looking inside, no, going cross into the middle. They find Dahlberg, and Dahlberg will knock it down in the paint. So Sully Dahlberg now with 4 points. 38-23, 1:20 to go first half. And Bonsack gives it up. Stevens, three-pointer in the corner, no good. Rebounded by Huskins to head to Bromlin. A spin move, and the lay-in is good. Spun round his defender. And gets the bucket to go. And here come the Rebels. Bounce pass to Schumann. Ball's knocked loose. And last touch by the Rebels. 40-23 our score. 56.4 here this first half. And Hodges halftime report coming up here at halftime with all your first half stats. Devin Hayes brings the ball across the court here. Gives it up to Huskins. Huskins now to Dahlberg. Over to Juba. Juba is going to get called for a travel. Got mixed up in some traffic there and moved the feet. And that's the 10th turnover by the Bucks. 40-23. Bucks lead with 43.3 to go. Rebels with the basketball now. Steinhauer brings it across. Gives it up to Bonsack. Bonsack now dribbles through. Stops, gives it up to Crabtree. Crabtree's three is blocked by Dahlberg. Hayes has the ball, 28 seconds to go. They slow it down, Juba with it now. As the shot clock is off, It's just 14 seconds and counting on the game clock. Over to Hayes. Hayes now takes the dribble over to Juba. Now they look to Dahlberg. Back to Hayes. Hayes' three-pointer is short. Dahlberg has the rebound. No, he does not. He loses it out of bounds. Good effort. He kept going for it. But it is Rebel basketball. 2.4 seconds to go in this first half. Bonsack, they need to check it up. He heaves it, and it's good if it goes, but it will not go. And at the half, it's Blue Earth Area 40, USC 23. We'll have the Hodges Halftime Report coming up for you in 3 minutes.
You can count on superior performance when you plant DeKalb. This is Darren from Johnson Seeds. DeKalb 101-33, 102-13, 105-33, and 106-98 are great corn-on-corn choices, offering excellent disease packages and superior performance. Let us help maximize your yield potential by planting DeKalb corn. Contact Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And we are back here. It's the Hodges Halftime Report brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Our halftime score, Blue Earth Area 40, USC 23. Well, we have for Blue Earth Area, it's Branson Huskins with 14 points. Will Bromlin with 14 points to lead the Bucks in all scores. And then it's Sully Dahlberg with 4, Caden Juba with 4 points, and then 2 from Gage Barker. for the Rebels. Wyatt Sparks leads the way with 8 points, and we have 5 from Dylan Stevens, 4 from Dylan Monsack, 4 from C.J. Schumann, and 2 from Zayden Schott. Let's take a look. Turnovers. Bluer Larry has 10 and 14 for USC. And we also take a look at the shooting now, as it's Bluer Larry has shot 15 of 24 from the field, 62%, a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line in the first half. We take a look at the Rebels, 10 of 19 shooting from the field. Again, 10 of 19, not bad shooting, but they are not keeping up with the firepower of Bluer Larry here in the first half. They did for a while there. It was close, back and forth ball game. Yeah, the first half of the first half, but then Bluer Larry is starting to started pulling away there. So 10 of 19, shooting 52%. 2 of 4 from the free throw line at 50%. Rebounding, Bluer Larry at 10 team rebounds, and USC 9 team rebounds unofficially here in the first half. And again, the turnovers, 10 for Bluer Larry, 14 for USC. As we take a look at foul trouble, Wyatt Sparks has 2, and Pete Fletcher with 2 fouls in the first half. So that's about all it is there for as far as foul trouble goes. We will be back with more at halftime in 3 minutes.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing this success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
And we are back here. Second half action just about ready to start. Again, leading the way here for Blue Earth area. It was Branson Hoskins with 14 and Will Broman also with 14 for Blue Earth area. And for USC, leading the way, Wyatt Sparks with 8 points in the first half. So that's where we are. Our halftime score, Blue Earth area 40, USC 23. Again, like I mentioned, in that first half, the first half of the first half, a very close and competitive ball game. But Blue Earth area, again, starting to run away with things there in the second half of that first half. And now Blue Earth area will start with the ball as it's Huskins, Barker, Juba, Bromlin, Grand Jeanette, and shot, Crabtree, Stevens, Bonsack, Sparks for USC. So here we go, Bucks with the basketball. Juba has it, gives it up to Barker down low, finds him, he gets it off the glass, does Gage Barker, and he's got a bucket here, and he's got 4 on the night. So the Bucks score on their very first possession here of the second half. Zayden shot with the ball down for USC. Looking inside to Sparks. They get it to him, and he loses it momentarily. He regains position, gets it knocked away. Now to Crabtree, now to Stevens. Stevens dribbles in, now bounce pass is stolen away by Gage Barker. Turnover by USC. Huskins with a basketball now, driving the baseline, finds Broman. Corner three, it rattles out, no good. Barker gets the rebound, gives it up to Grand Jeanette. Now back to Barker. Barker on the move. He'll throw up the shot and a push on. They got to get Crabtree. Yes, number two. So Aiden Crabtree, that's number two on him. 42-23 our score. Blue Earth area leading. A minute gone by here in the second half. Barker knocks down the three, or the free throw. He's got 5 on the night. Looking to add to it here. Next one rattles in good for Barker, who has 6 on the night. And inbounding now is Bonsack to Zayden Schott. Schott grabs the ball, gets it across midcourt. Two guys surround him. Now he'll give it up to Steinhauer. Who's that guy? Yeah, Steinhauer. And the foul on Juba is what the whistle is. His first. And now Zayden shot with it. Looking inside for Sparks. Now over to Brody Steinhauer. Steinhauer, who came in for Crabtree. Now Steinhauer gives it up to Stevens. Stevens, three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Will Broman. And Broman going all the way. Lays it in for 2. As Will Broman, smooth, gets the rebound, takes it all the way for the layup. And the shot by Bonsack. No good. Huskins with a rebound. 46-23. And there's Grand Jeanette. Turn it on the Jets. And he lays one in for his first bucket of the game. And a timeout by USC. 48-23. 16:06 to play. It's a full timeout. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
And we're back here, 16:06 to play. 48-23, Blue Earth area with the lead. And we get a... Oh, now we're ready. Crabtree back in. And he'll give it up to Zayden Schott. Full court pressure here by a Blue Earth area, man-to-man. Now they swing it over Stevens. Stevens' three-pointer is off the mark, no good. Grand Jeanette will grab the rebound, and he pushes ahead to Barker. Now out to Huskins. Huskins now will give it up. Now Bromlin in the corner. Sidesteps, shot, no good. Rebounded by the Bucks. Barker, and he'll get the hook to go. And 50-23 now. Rebels need to get it inbounds. Knocked away by Grand Jeanette. Will stay Rebel basketball. And some full court pressure again. Man-to-man press. And Sully Dahlberg back in. Now Huskins comes out. Bonsack on the way across, dribbles it all the way across. And now a look to Zayden Schott. They're looking inside to Sparks, but Bromlin now fronting him quite well and not letting him get the ball. Now they dish on a penetration and dish it to Sparks, and Sparks will get fouled on the shot attempt. And the foul going to be called on Bromlin. That'll be two on him. And Sparks to the free throw line. First one's good. He's got nine on the night. And Sparks' next one is up and in. He's got 10 now. Rebel in the first Rebel in double digits. 50-25, though. The lead, 25 for Blue Earth area here. Into Dahlberg. Dahlberg works it. Gage Barker, corner three. And Gage Barker starting to heat up here for Blue Earth area as he knocks that one down. 53-25 with 14:40, 5 and counting to go in the ballgame. Ahead is Zayden Schott. Now over to Bonsack. Bonsack drives, bounce pass to Sparks. Ball's loose. Stevens grabs it, but then Juba gets it. And he'll knock it off of Zayden Schott, and it'll go to Blue Earth area. So a good hustle play there. 53-25. Barker will bring it up. And he turns now. Oh, he faked the pass and lays it up and in. Gage Barker. Eleven points in the second half. He's got 13 on the night. Crabtree takes the shot just inside the free throw line. No good. And ahead is Sully Dahlberg for two. They find him running the floor and gets rewarded with the lay-in. Gets ahead of the defense. Here come the Rebels now. 57-25, Bucks lead. Cross court to Stevens. Stevens bodied up by Dahlberg. Picks up the dribble now, and the ball deflected. Turnover. Juba gets the steal. Now back to Jacob Grand Jeanette. Now here's Bromlin. Corner three, no good. Bonsack will get the rebound, and we get a timeout by USC. And it's going to be a full 30. Let's see. What do we got? A 30-second timeout, 13:33 to play. Bucks 57, Rebels 25, more in 30 seconds.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
And we're back here, 13:33 to play, 57-25 our score. Get 11 points in the second half by Gage Barker as he's just lit it up here in the second half. And he's got 13 on the night. And now, here we go. Bonsack with the basket, or with the basketball, yes. And now he gets it across. He gets it stolen away by Dahlberg. And ahead they go. Cage Barker on the move, kicks it out to Bromlin. Bromlin. Juba wide open in the corner, but Bromlin taking it all the way, misses. Now out to Barker off the rebound from Dahlberg. Pete Fletcher's in there. Sparks tries to throw it off of him, but he catches it and keeps it alive. Shot by Barker in the corner. Three is good. 14 second half points for Gage Barker. And it's 60-25. And here we go, number 12 into the ball game for USC. And they get it to him. And it's steal as Barker gets away with the steal to Bromlin. Bromlin taking the three, no good. Rebound by the Bucks. Now Juba, corner three. That one no good. Rebounded by Dahlberg. Now to Juba, cutting to the hole. And one. He gets the bucket to go. The Bucks just not giving up as rebound after offensive rebound. And he'll go to the free throw line. So Juba now with 6 points, could make it seven. As Seth Kaiser, again, number 12 for USC. Kaiser, a junior. And number 20 also into the ballgame for USC. Jaden Barnick. And there's Barnick getting the rebound off the miss from Juba. Barnick turns in the paint. No good. And Barnick, a 6'3 sophomore. Now the corner to Juba. Juba looks over to Barker. Barker, three-pointer is good. Gage Barker is on fire. 65-25 our score. It's a 40-point lead for the Bucks with 11:36 and counting. Bonsack with the ball. And a little reach there by Pete Fletcher. Peter reached in there. Hand in the cookie jar. And let's see. Juba comes out. Devin Hayes in now for a Blue Earth area. 65-25, 11 and a half to go. And here's Steinhauer. Steinhauer dribbles. Grand Jeanette on him. The give now to Kaiser. Now looking inside to Schumann. It's stolen away. Huskins with the basketball. Going to stop, three-pointer, and he gets it to go. Branson Huskins, another three-pointer. He's got 17 on the night. Five of those coming, the 15 of those points coming from the three-point land. 68-25. Bonsack, a little up-and-under move, gets it to go for two. He's got six. 68-25, as that's the first field goal for the Rebels. As it's 68-27, into Fletcher. Fletcher, hook shot, rattles out, no good. Schumann is there for the rebound. So here comes Bonsack. Shot is no good, and it is rebounded by Grand Jeanette off the tip out. And he goes for the layup, no good. And rebounded by USC. Bonsack with the basketball. 10-10 to go. 68-27 is our score. And now Bonsack on the take. He comes up short. Huskins on the rebound. Gage Barker to Huskins. Huskins, lot about the three, now drives. He'll find Grand Jeanette in the corner, or tries to find Grand Jeanette in the corner, overthrows him, and the Bucks turn it over for the first time in the second half. Noah Lane coming in for Blue Earth area. And let's see, who else do we have coming in? So it's Hayes, Lane, Dahlberg, Grand Jeanette, and Barker out on the floor here for Blue Earth area. Crabtree back out for USC. Looking inside for Schumann. Now gives it up to Steinhauer. Steinhauer on the move. Gives it up. No, it's stolen away by Grand Jeanette, and Grand Jeanette will miss the layup. Barker on the follow will get it to go. So Gage Barker, right place, right time. And it's 70-27, Blue Earth area leading USC. And a brother ball knocked away. Rebels with a basketball. Crabtree to inbound. And we give it up. Bonsack has it. Top of the key. Going left. And now inside to Schumann. The spin. The shot is up. No good. And the miss. And here come the Bucks with a rebound. Here's Gage Barker now bringing it up. Kicks it out to Lane. Lane on the move. Gives it up to Sully Dahlberg. Dahlberg, runner in the paint, gets it to go. Dahlberg now with 8 points. 72-27, our score. As it looks like Colby Swanson looking to the end, or looking down the bench here to get some players in. And the shot, no good. Rebounded by Lane. And here come the Bucks. Hayes with it now. Gives it up to Barker. Tristan Hansen looks to be checking in here for the Bucks. Barker on the take. No good. And now here's the Rebels. Barnick on the move. Kicks it out. Bonsack. And the 16 on the shot clock. Bonsack can't find anybody, but he is fouled underneath. So Hansen comes in for Blue Earth area. Who else we have? Isaac Anderson. So the bench coming in now for the Bucks. And let's see, somebody else came in there too. 13 for USC. And that is Mitch Meyer. And the Rebels have it. Here's Meyer with a basketball. And we have a foul called. Let's see who it's on. Number 5, Anderson. And that will be his first. And they give it up to Barnick now. Barnick will swing it over to Meyer. And the ball tipped. Hayes knocks it out of bounds. Quick hands by Blue Earth area. They have tipped and deflected a lot of balls here tonight. Stolen them. And here we go. Inside, or they get it inbounded to Barnick. And now Anderson with the steal. Goes with the layup. Misses the layup. And it's rebounded by USC. Here's Kaiser now, or excuse me, that's number 11 for USC, and that's Brennan Olson. So Olson also in there for the Rebels. Shot goes up, whistle, and we'll have a foul here. And the foul is called on Anderson, his second. Barnick at the free throw line, no good. Misses the first one. And Fletcher will come out. And we have number 30 now in there. That's Omar Gomez. Free throw missed by Barnick. Schumann will get the rebound, and now a miss by Meyer. And here come the Buccaneers. Omar Gomez takes the shot in the paint. Off the back end, no good. And Gomez is a 5'9 junior. All right, here's the ball down with Olsen for USC. Gives it up to Steinauer. Steinauer on the move. No good on the baseline runner. Anderson collects the rebound. And here comes Hayes now. Under five to go, 72-27. Anderson, top of the key, three-pointers, no good. Steinauer will get it. No, it's kept alive here. Now Steinauer does keep it alive, but now the ball loose still. Barnack will grab it. He'll go for the layup. Ooh, no good, but he's fouled and will go to the line. And I believe they're going to get Hayes on that one. It'll be his second. Devin Hayes putting Barnack to the free throw line here. 0 for 2 here tonight. Free throws no good. 0 for 3 here for Barnack. And let's see. Schumann comes out. Number 12 for the Rebels again is Seth Kaiser. Back into the ball game. Barnick's free throw. There he goes. He got that one to go. 72-28. 3:54 to go. Hayes on the take. Layup rolls off. No good. Last touched by the Rebels. And it'll be Buccaneer basketball. Hayes will get it in. The shot taken by Hansen's no good. Barnack will get the rebound for the Rebels. Here comes Kaiser now. Looking, cutting. It was Meyer. Now the ball loose, and Omar Gomez will pick it up. And he's going to drive all the way. Layup is blocked. Or no, a foul going to be called, so he'll get two shots. So Gomez will go to the line. More Buccaneers checking in here. Let's see, what do we have? As we'll have... waiting to come in here. Shot is no good by Gomez. So he comes up short on the first free throw. Can he get another one? Let's see, 41. Eli Blagg comes in. Joseph Bell, number 31, coming in. 43. Devin Reeves comes in. And 20, Dakota Mitchell for the Bucks. And that free throw will go 73-28. 2:05 and counting here. Here come the Rebels. Peyton O'Hara in there as well now. Shot by Kaiser. No good. Rebounded by the Bucks as Eli Blagg will get that one. Gives it up to Peyton O'Hara. He'll take a three. And he's off the mark. No good. Rebounded. And number 43 now. Jacks one up is Reeves. Now another three taken there by number 20, Mitchell. No good. But the Bucks keep offensive rebounding. And O'Hara to the rack, no good. 1:31 to go, 73-28. As the bench players getting out there and trying to score. The guys don't normally get in there. Shot by Barnack, no good. Rebounded by Blue Earth Area. And O'Hara, he'll pull up again. Three-pointer and off the mark. Rebounded now by Mitchell Meyer. Here come the Rebels now with 1:08 and counting. It's 73-28 our score. Steinauer will knock down a three. So Brody Steinauer, his first bucket of the night, a three-pointer. 73-31, 55 seconds to go. Screen for O'Hara. Now they give it up to Eli Blagg. He'll jack a three. No good. And the Rebels will get the rebound. As coming away with that board, it was Brennan Olson. 40 seconds to go. Kaiser now to Steinauer, inside to Barnack. Barnack turns, shoots, misses, gets his own rebound. No, it's taken by Bell. O'Hara will push it up again. Driving, and he goes up with a shot, and he gets it to go. Peyton O'Hara with the bucket. He gets the two. He's in the books. 9 seconds to go. Shot taken there by number 11, Olson. No good. Rebounded by O'Hara. Ahead to Bell. He holds it. He's just going to hold it. No shot. And the Bucks come away with a big victory here tonight over USC. 75-31 is the final here from Blue Earth Area High School on the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite. We will have more here as we'll take a look at second half stats, add those numbers up, and we'll be back with more in 3 minutes.
Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
And we are back here. Let's take a look at the numbers here for tonight. Well, Gage Barker, wow. He came alive in that second half. 19 points. 19 of his 21 came in the second half. 21 for Gage Barker, the senior. 17 for Branson Huskins with 17. 16 from Will Bromeland. 8 from Sully Dahlberg. 6 from Caden Juba. 2 from Peyton O'Hara. And 1 from Omar Gomez for Blue Earth Area's 75 points. Again, USC finished with 31, and they were led by Wyatt Sparks with 10. 6 points from Dylan Bonsack, 5 from Dylan Stevens, 4 from C.J. Schumann, 3 from Brody Steinhauer, 2 from Zayden Schott, and 1 from Jaden Barnick on 1 of 4 free throw shooting. So again, 75-31, our final. Blue Earth Area defeating USC. We'll be back to wrap things up for the night after this final break.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips. Anywhere in the world, give us a call at 877-2255. 294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com. Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
This is Kyle from Johnson Seeds. Remember, Asgrow is the seed that leads the game by putting up bigger numbers. Asgrow 10XF4, 19XF3, 20XF5, and 21XF2 all provide greater yield potential. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Choose Asgrow by calling Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles, and drawings on Thursdays. Happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays. Great friends, great food, great times. Waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
What's that?
Yeah, we're
going to
leave
there, yep. All right, we are back here again. Blue Earth area wins this one on the boys' side, 75-31. Again, Blue Earth area getting the victory here tonight over USC. And again, just... that first half of the first half was very competitive, but then Blue Earth area just ran away with it there, beginning of that second half of the first half. Again, 40-23 at halftime. Blue Earth area 75-31, the final there, as the Rebels just couldn't get much going in that second half at all. It just was super cold, turnovers hurt, and they hope to bounce back again tomorrow as they will take on Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. You can hear that on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. And of course, Blue Earth area, the Blue Earth area girls will be in action at 5 o'clock as they will take on St. James. And then we have the Blue Earth area boys again taking on, the Blue Earth area boys, let me double check that. I keep getting confused on all these games here, but we will take a look, as because that's why we have schedules, folks. All right, so coming up tomorrow, AM 1560, 95.3 FM, we will have USC versus Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman at 1 o'clock on AM 1560. Then at 5 o'clock tomorrow, it's girls basketball, Blue Earth area versus St. James, again at 5. And then tomorrow night, the nightcap at around 6:30, 6:45, Blue Earth area versus Sibley East, again at 6:30 is what's on tap for tomorrow on our broadcasts. So, again, we will be back, we'll be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock, a little before 1 o'clock on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM, as we'll have the Rebels and the Jags to go with us here tomorrow afternoon on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. Big thank you to our Grandmaster Engineer, Reese, back at our 98 Country Studios for keeping us on the air and running smoothly here tonight. And a big thanks to you for listening, and a big thank you to all of our sponsors as well for bringing you coverage of the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to coverage of the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite. Tonight's game between Blue Earth Area and the United South Central was brought to you by BevCom, Seneca Foods, Greg Heine, Pioneer Dealer, Ivy of Fairmont, Heartland Embroidery, State Line Cooperative, Country Butcher Shop, Weaver's Leather Store, United Hospital District, Jay Shop, Mid-Iowa Agency, the law firm of Front Lundquist & Gustafson, Darlene Ingredients, New Way KH Cooperative, Bonds Plumbing, HVAC and Electric, Elizabeth Chevrolet, Abbott M Insurance, Wagner Seeds, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, Schroeder Electric, Global Innovations Bank, Stenzel Chiropractic, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz, Johnson Seeds, and the Wells VFW have brought you coverage of the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite here this evening. Tune in tomorrow again for more basketball action from the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite, headed your way on AM 1560, 95.3 FM, and of course, 98.1 FM as well. For KDEW Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Thanks for listening.
Your lips touch mine. Something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. Just wanted you to
these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
tell, baby, if you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't, he sure as hell ain't.
Jordan Davis with his latest called I Ain't Saying. Now, babies born in the past 18 months are now estimated to live 78.4 years for their lifespan. This according to a new study just released by the CDC. Now, we're finally getting closer to the 78.8 years we were pre-COVID.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, and great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by One Realty, located at the Ag Center in Blue Earth, is your local full-service hometown realtor with a trained and committed staff familiar with all aspects of our community and the surrounding areas. Call 526-7304 and check them out on the web at OlsonNelsonRealty.com. One Realty to serve you.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Frombly, and here's your 98 Country Forecast. Cloudy skies expected with fog in spots tonight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 33. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun with fog in spots early tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 45. Lows level off around 31 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected with fog. Right now, 37.
You play all the artists I love.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, baby.
I pray to good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. Thank you. tried every last one of them. On heartbreak bottles up on that shelf, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. Taking me shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. Cause I'm still here and you ain't gone. You ain't gone, baby. Oh, oh, you ain't gone, baby. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof.
For the weekend, I ain't gonna jump off the deep end. I ain't gonna ask where your ring is. Thing is, we all got secrets. You don't wanna hear about my last breakup. I don't wanna worry about space you take up. I don't even care if you're here when I wake up. It's just a room. Never do this, 'cause truth is, lonely makes a heart ruthless.